This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Names of a total of 2 crore 89 lakh voters have been excluded in the draft electoral roll for Uttar Pradesh released by the Election Commission after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in the state. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow yesterday, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said, out of over 15 crore 44 lakh voters, the names of more than 12 crore 55 lakh people have been retained in the draft electoral roll. He said the poll panel did not receive the signed forms of the 2 crore 89 lakh voters, which is 18.70% of the people in the existing voter list. Out of these, 2.17 crore have moved and names of 25,47,000 were registered in more than one place. The poll panel have issued strict instructions to West Bengal election authorities that all notices related to alleged data inconsistencies or logical indiscrepancies detected in the draft electoral rolls of the state during the ongoing SIR must be downloaded immediately and delivered to the concerned voters within the next 4 to 5 days. Following the directive, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal has directed all district electoral officers to submit a daily report on how many logical discrepancy notices were served in each assembly constituency. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday launched a mega skilling program to provide artificial intelligence AI knowledge to 10 lakh youth across the country within a year. Mr. Vaishnav launched the program while virtually addressing the Rajasthan Regional AI Impact Summit in Jaipur. He said AI is emerging as a transformative force across sectors.
India's IT industry is a very big strength for us. In such scenario, preparing this IT industry for a new era and preparing our students for this industry is a mission. Under this initiative, a program to train 10 lakhs youths in AI skill has been launched today. It will be completed within a year.
Indian Railways has electrified about 99.2% of its network by November last year, making it one of the world's most extensively electrified rail system, with 99.2% of India's around 70,000 route kilometer broad gauge network already electrified. Indian Railways stands on the threshold of complete electrification, marking a transformative achievement. Indian Railways have also expanded its solar power capacity to 898 megawatt till last November, up from 3.68 megawatt in 2014. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar said Indian-Luxembourg relations have come a long way and India sees Luxembourg as a very important partner. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Luxembourg's foreign minister yesterday, Xavier Bettel, Dr. Jaishankar thanked Luxembourg for being an advocate of deepening ties between India and European Union. India is hosting the second phase of a specialized capacity building program in cancer care for BIMSTEC countries. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the specialized capacity building program in cancer care was inaugurated yesterday at Tata Memorial Center's Homi Bhava Cancer Hospital and Research Center in Visakhapatnam. The initiative by External Affairs Ministry is aimed towards capacity building in the region with Indian expertise in critical areas of healthcare. In squash, top-seeded Indian Anahat Singh advanced to her maiden women's under-19 final at the British Junior Open in Birmingham yesterday. The 17-year-old defeated Egypt's Malika El Karaksi in the semi-finals. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Dense fog condition will prevail on Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Madhya Pradesh. And that's the end of the news bulletin.